You're in the no panic zone here on the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here for the conversation. All right, so here we are. Here's the kind of strange behavior. I ran into some of this, so I want to share this with you, some of the strange behavior of people out there. So here in Michigan, I had the opportunity to go outside. It's part of the governor's stay home, stay safe order. It says you could go outside, do recreational activities and so forth. So there's a county park, might be a state park, a park not far from my house. And a couple of days ago, I decided to go on over to the park just to walk around a little bit. The water's still a little bit high at the river, but, you know, it's not bad. It's drying out. And as I pulled up along the road there, there's another guy parked, and he's got a couple of fishing rods, and he's got his dog out. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I parked about four car lengths away. Easily three, maybe four. And I thought that was about appropriate. And I get out, and he looks at me and goes, what are you doing here? And I'm like, why? What are you doing here? Try to stay away from people. Oh, really? Well, then don't come near me. That's what I said to the man. Then I was not 6 feet. I was 60 feet, maybe 80. And I walked down, and the guy was just mattered in snot because he thought that I was somehow intruding on him, and apparently he thought that the county park was his personally. Confusing, but this is the kind of behavior that some of this panic has spurned, and I'm serious about that. So, in New York, a woman there accused of spraying a Walmart employee in the eyes with Lysol after she was told that there was a limit on the number of cans that she could buy. She gets the Lysol and sprays the employee in the face. Happened at a Walmart supercenter Monday of this week. The cashier informed the woman there was a limit on the number of Lysol disinfectant cans she could purchase. The woman is suspected of responding by spraying the employee in the eyes with the liquid. She then completed her purchase and left in what is believed to have been an Uber. She was one of those self-checkout deals at Walmart. If you're not familiar, just a self-checkout lane. Woman came up, she sprayed her with the Lysol, completed her purchase, and left. EMS responded to the scene. The suspects were put out there. But this is the kind of insanity and strange behavior that panic can create. So that brings me back to the conversation of how long do you keep people locked up? The amount of domestic violence reports out there, according to so many stories that I've seen, through the roof. I mean, you lock some people up together, it just doesn't work out that well. You know, they don't all get to live with me. You know, loving little fuzzball cream puff like me, they don't all get that. You know, some of them, you know, get a little ornery when they're in close quarters. You know, my daughter probably gets up every day and says, thank God my dad's here. I'm sure of it, in fact. I'm sure of it, in fact. My daughter wakes up and says, hey, another day with my dad. Woo! So part of the question that I'm getting at is this. After you're locked down for 2 weeks or 3 weeks or 4 weeks, at some point it has to come to an end, not just for the business community, but for the mental health of the general citizens. The Department of Pandemia can't keep you locked up forever. I mean, they might think they can, but they cannot. Not in America. And at some point, we have to come out of the root cellar, out of the basement, out of the closet, out of wherever the hell we've been hiding. And we need to come out and get some sunlight, get some vitamin D circulating in our bodies. It's important. It keeps the cobwebs out, right? So that's one of the hard questions. When do we start to open that valve? And there are some proposals that I'm seeing circulate in Michigan where I live about homework home, meaning you can go from home to wherever your job is and back to home. No extracurricular activities. Can't go to the ice cream shop. Can't go to the ballpark yet. Concerts, not yet. Baseball, it'll be played in empty stadiums in Arizona maybe, but you can't go to the baseball game yet. But you could go from home to work to home, which would start to go back to a normal set of standards for our lives. And I know how tough this has been. As a father, for my child, not able to see any of her friends or go to school because there's no plan for education in this state. So there's no plan for remote education in the state, which is sad because you talk to people that go to, I have relatives in Florida. You know what they're doing today? They're going to school online. Relatives in South Carolina, they're going to school today online. In Michigan, oh, there's some educational suggestions. What a joke. How are Michigan students going to compete with students from Florida and South Carolina and elsewhere around the country that actually have a plan in place to go to school every day? You know, I've worked with my daughter to read some books, and she has ACT study guides. It's about, you know, a foot thick. That looks like a lot of fun to read by yourself. But that's where you are. You have no direction, no... It's funny, the governor of Michigan saying that there's no national strategy for COVID-19, which is, you know, not a serious comment, but it was made, and that it leaves the governors to decide. Well, there's no statewide strategy for education here at all. So it leaves all the school districts to do a patchwork of how they're going to educate kids. What's the difference? What's the difference? You make the criticisms and then don't look after what has to happen in your own state, which is nothing's happening with education, nothing at all. There is no comprehensive plan in the state of Michigan. Well, juniors become seniors, seniors graduate, third graders, if you can't read, you go on to fourth grade anyway. Absolutely not acceptable. Not acceptable at all. They've had plenty of time to plan and put in a plan B and come up with something, and nothing has happened except, well, we'll just move everybody forward. Oh, that's a great plan. What a waste. Do I sound a little upset about that? That's only because I have. See, I need to get out of the house, too. A little bit more. 25 after on a Wednesday. You're in the no panic zone. This is the Steve Ritter Show.